After almost 100 days of tough lockdown rules, there's relief this morning for Melburnians as some restrictions ease. With COVID-19 case numbers in single digits, residents in the Victorian capital have more freedom of movement, and hairdressers have been given the green light to open today. But many other retail and hospitality businesses will have to wait another fortnight before they can open their doors, and that's frustrating business groups. Annie Guest reports.
In the northern Melbourne suburb of Strathmore, news of the relaxed restrictions left some residents deeply emotional.
I can go back to work on the first after the 1st November, restaurants, so we're really happy to hear about the restaurants being reopened. Cried actual tears of joy.
Others are thrilled they can now travel 25 kilometres from home.
Really, the human contact is going to be massive. Catching up with Nan, that's really big. She lives by herself and it's super important that she can see other people.
Masks remain mandatory, but up to 10 people from two households can now gather outdoors, and people can leave their homes for as long as they like.
Just even seeing friends. I have some friends that are just around the city, and so just to be able, that extra 10K is a big difference to catch up with some of my friends. Even to go in for a walk with them, just have a chat with them face-to-face as opposed to just online all the time.
Tennis courts, golf courses, skate parks and swimming pools will reopen. And these cyclists have already had the map out.
We can't wait to go beyond the 5K, do the Yarra Bend and the path down at Williamstown. So we've got our next few weekends set out.
And there's something else many Melburnians can't wait to do.
I have already made appointment of my haircut.
She's not alone, according to Melbourne hairdresser Joey Scandizzo.
We have never had so many phone calls for people wanting to get in. The phones have just been running hot all day yesterday. And actually, we had family and friends wanting their hair done as well. So the only time I could fit them in was midnight last night.
But the vast majority of retail and hospitality won't be allowed to reopen until November the 1st. And that's frustrating Tim Piper, the Victorian head of the Australian Industry Group.
The ones that will be readily obvious to the consumer are the retail stores, the hospitality, the restaurants. They will be terribly affected because there will be at least another 2 weeks before they can become open. And then we've got manufacturing in the state that in many cases are still being restricted, because they can't put as many people on as they would like to. They're being restricted by the COVID requirements. Therefore, they're losing some contracts.
Well, what do you say is the alternative plan that should be in place now?
Well, what we've suggested is that if you can do things outdoors, then you should be able to do them.
So which businesses could operate outdoors that are not allowed to at the moment?
Why wouldn't you give retailers the opportunity to do that, the smaller ones? Why wouldn't you let restaurants take that opportunity? Why wouldn't you enable cafes to do that? People want to get out to them.
That's Tim Piper from the Victorian branch of the Australian Industry Group, ending that report from Annie Guest and Emily Burke.